Today, for the first time, a Chinese citizen in China received a Nobel Peace Prize. It's something China has long coveted, but the Chinese government isn't celebrating and the Chinese state-run media aren't running the story. And that's because this year's Nobel Peace Prize has gone to democracy activist Liu Xiaobo. He's currently serving an 11-year sentence on the charge of subversion. His crime? Co-authoring an appeal known as Charter 08 that calls for respect for democratic rights in China. The World's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
News rarely travels fast in China when the Chinese government doesn't want it to. Not surprising, then, that the most common reaction I got from people on the street to the news that Liu Xiaobo had won the Nobel Peace Prize was, who? This woman, an art auctioneer in her 30s, said she'd never heard of Liu Xiaobo or of the pro-democracy Charter 08. A guy down the road reading a newspaper said he also didn't know who Liu Xiaobo was. But he said he's happy China won a Nobel Prize. So was a 19-year-old student named Zhou.
It's really great. For many years, there's no one like we Chinese can win such a prize. We feel really proud.
That was before I told him that the winner was in prison.
Why is he in prison?
He said that China should have more political reform and more democracy.
Only this. How government do that? Sometimes we feel that is ridiculous. but we all think that this man is really brave. As a man, he's really a man. And we, the young, really want to learn from him.
Liu Xiaobo is a literature professor turned democracy activist. He took part in the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. He chided the students for being too brash, but on the night of the crackdown, he risked his life to persuade troops to let the students in the square leave peacefully. He served almost 2 years in prison after that. He served another 3 years in detention for slamming the government's use of subversion charges to silence journalists and intellectuals who criticized it. He's now in prison on a subversion conviction himself for having helped write the pro-democracy manifesto Charter 08. One of its original 300 or so signatories was lawyer Tang Biao. Today, he welcomed the news of his friend's Nobel Peace Prize.
I think it's a very important thing for the democratization of China. I hope Nobel Peace Prize can make Mr. Liu Xiaobo released soon. But I know that the Chinese government is very strong. It will control the civil society and human rights activists more tightly than before, I think.
It's been pretty tight already in recent years. Pro-democracy lawyers like Tang Biao have been disbarred. One, Gao Jiusheng, has been disappeared. And enough journalists and bloggers have been arrested that others watch what they write. Meanwhile, the Chinese government has publicly tried to gain more respect and affection in the world while twisting arms behind the scenes at international film festivals and book fairs to block visitors and creative works it doesn't like. It tried doing that with the Nobel Committee, too. A Chinese vice minister traveled to Oslo in June and warned that if Liu Xiaobo got the Peace Prize, Norway's relations with China would suffer. Today, Nobel Committee Chairman Torbjørn Jagland said China, as a rising power, should learn to face scrutiny.
China's new status must entail increased responsibility. China is in breach of several international agreements to which it is a signatory, as well as of its own provisions concerning political rights,
including the Chinese Constitution, which guarantees freedom of speech and assembly. But the Chinese government's response to such observations has tended to be, mind your own business. The Chinese Foreign Ministry today issued a written condemnation of the Nobel Committee's decision. It said awarding the Peace Prize to Liu Xiaobo ran completely counter to the principle of the prize and was a kind of blasphemy of the prize. The government also blocked BBC, CNN, and internet news and chatter about the award and told Chinese state-run media not to run the story. But for all this, Liu Xiaobo believes China is on an inevitable path to democracy. He told me in an interview in 2005 that he thinks he'll see a democratic China in his lifetime. He's now 54. He says the Soviet Union lasted 70 years, and he doubts Chinese communist rule will go on that long.
I don't think the change will come overnight, as in East Europe. China is a big country, and its demographics are quite complex. China's change will be a gradual process. I hope China will change in a gradual process.
Hardly the words of a radical, or, as the Chinese foreign ministry said today, a criminal. But one government's criminal is the Nobel Committee's pro-democracy icon. And today, Liu Xiaobo enters the pantheon of peacemakers. It's just unclear when word will reach him in his prison cell. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.